The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. So today is Monday. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. If you're living in the UK, it's 9 o'clock here. Wife and the little one's gone out to work, and we're into our normal work day. But we've done it a little bit different. So last night we were doing our normal online mastermind group. That's pretty cool. So we went live last night at 9 o'clock Spanish time, 8 o'clock UK time. And then we continued working until 1 o'clock in the morning, Spanish time, or midnight in the UK. So we put in a good 4 hours worth of work there. So we finished at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then this morning we were up at 5 to 7. And then we went downstairs into the basement. We got 6 hours sleep. And if you know anything about me, you'll know how much I enjoy my sleep. A good 8 or 9 hours at least. The only problem with that, of course, is that 8 or 9 hours versus, let's say 9 hours versus 7 hours, I'm missing 2 hours a day of actually getting some productive work in. So we have actually got quite busy recently. And in order to deal with this additional workload, we're going to have to put some effort in, especially if we want to keep fit and we want to keep doing all the things that we've already been doing. So what is this one thing that you can control? Well, it's fairly obvious. It's the amount of effort that you put in. So look, like I've done a podcast about this before, and the podcast was called How to Fit 2 Days into 1 Day. And I apologize for the chopper going overhead. We are on a flight path for choppers. And every time I say chopper, I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get to the chopper. That's my Arnie impression. It's good, isn't it? So how do you get 2 days in 1 day? How do you work twice as much as everybody else? And if you did work twice as much as everybody else, do you think that you might get better results? Like, you might not get 2x results, twice as many results, but you certainly get 1.5. It depends what you're doing and how efficiently you're actually working. I remember going to Asda. Asda used to be my customer at the time. Big Asda at the head office in Leeds. And I'd walk in. It's really weird because they had the Happy to Help badges on them with their name. And I just thought it looked a bit weird. And they had escalators going up the middle of this of their central office. It was just weird. It looked like you're in a supermarket. Anyway, so I remember going in and I said, oh, this is a really big place. How many people work here then? And the guy went, well, about half of them. And I thought, that's probably about right. For people who are going to work every day, actually in an 8-hour day, how many of those people are actually working a full 8 hours? It's certainly not all of them. And I tend to think it's quite a small minority as well. So if you can get really efficient in the way that you're starting to do your work, and there's 2 ways of doing it, first of all. So the first way is to actually increase the number of hours that you're doing, okay? And the second way is to increase the efficiency in those hours, okay? So if we were to take, so this morning we were up at 7 a.m. So we did 7 a.m. Oops. Now, if you've got a day job, by the way, or if you're working in a business and you've got a side hustle, then you can do this. And if you've not got a side hustle, then maybe you need a side hustle if you're working full time for someone. And if you're working in your own business, you just need to stick on that one business if you can, because you're going to get more results when you just stick on that one business. So 7 a.m. till 12 is 5 hours. So you could work 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. 7 a.m. till 2. That right there is a 7-hour day. Okay. And then, so you have an hour for lunch, 2 till 3. 1 hour lunch, and then 3 till 10, you can work another 7 hours. And right there, you're now doing a 14-hour day. Now, the people who are making it, do you know what time The Rock gets up from his workout? Any ideas what time he gets up? So The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, gets up at 4:30 in the morning, and he's in bed by 10. Not in the morning, 10 at night. Now, for the first hour and a half, I'd say till about 6, 6:30, he's actually working out in the gym. There's a reason why he's the Rock. There's a reason why he's as big as he is, like muscle-wise. And there's a reason also why he's the number one highest-paid actor of last year and probably this year as well, okay? So if he does a two-hour workout... Now, do I want to be the Rock? Not really. It's not, you know, it's definitely not the body shape I want. Do I want to emulate some of the Rock's success? Completely. So therefore, I have to emulate some of the Rock's commitment to getting the time done. You see, I see it all the time, and people go, well, I've got no time to do this, and I've got no time to do that, and I've got three kids, and I'm really busy. I've got three kids too, okay? And I like my sleep, like everybody else, and I like going to the beach like everybody else. But, and I'm sure you've seen this as well, and for those listening to the podcast, you can visualise it, because I know you've already seen this. And this is the picture of the iceberg. And at the top is, you see the results just peeking out. And that's all people see. They just see those results. But underneath all that is the amount of ice underneath it. And the amount of ice underneath it is all of the work that they're having to put in. And you guys never see any of that. And it's interesting because as entrepreneurs, we kind of want to hide some of this work that we do as well. We want it to look easy. Because if it looks easier, more people will buy into it. But it's not easy, is it? It's really not easy. And if you're wondering why you're not getting results yet, then maybe what you're trying to do is you're just trying to show off on this bit up here, the bit that everyone can see. And actually, deep down, and I mean that metaphorically as well as in reality, deep down below this line, the iceberg underneath, you're actually not putting in the work. Maybe you're putting in the work. Maybe when you are working, you're incredibly efficient. You're just not working as many hours. But if something's not working for you, and we've been in situations financially as well, where we're down to our last penny in the bank account, and we're like, oh my gosh. And so we do loads of frantic work, and we're working, we're speaking to as many people, we close some business, we get some money in the account, phew, the mortgage can go out, and we're fine. Okay? We don't suffer from that now, because we've already done this work. Okay? So is that to say that we might never be in that situation again? Of course. Of course we're all, you know, there's always potential that we'll be in that situation again. And we don't want to be in that situation. We're frantically paying down as much mortgage debt as we can because there's changes in the UK tax laws and that kind of thing. So we're frantically paying down as much mortgage debt as we possibly can to avoid the huge tax bill that we've got coming. So, and if you're an investor right now, you need to be aware of that. So the question is, can you work 2 hours in one day? And if you were to, what would it look like? So, for example, me getting up this morning and getting up at 7 o'clock. And I woke up naturally as well because I sort of decided last night that's what I was going to do. I don't know where it came from. Actually, I do know where it came from. Yesterday or the day before, I bought Grant Cardone's boot camp. And it was on a flash sale. The boot camp was all the recordings from the boot camp. So I could watch the boot camp without actually flying over to America and spending 5 days there. It's a 3-day boot camp, so a day travelling there and back. Plus, what, £1,000 minimum to get there? Plus, what, another £1,000 to stay in a hotel? Plus, what, $5,000? So we're talking £6,000 or £7,000 in total, including food. Or I could have just bought the stuff for £127, right? So that's what I did. It saved me all that time, and I'm just watching it and getting through it. I was watching some of that last night while I was working. This morning, actually, I could have watched it whilst I was on the treadmill, but I decided to watch last night's basketball game, or the previous night's basketball game, because we're in the NBA playoffs, and that's important to me as well. But I'm pounding the treadmill while I'm watching this game, so I'm doing two things at once. Now, I'm not a great believer in doing two things at once, because you tend to do one or the other, or both, badly, right? So I'm a great believer in getting focused and doing just one thing. You know, if I'm doing a podcast, I'm just doing a podcast. If I'm doing a video, I'm just doing a video. If I'm writing copy, I can't be having a conversation with somebody else as well. And sometimes my wife says, oh, can you just... I'm like, no, sorry, I'm just in copy. And I have to cut her off because I'm in copy, I'm in flow. I can only do one thing well if you keep getting broken off. So, and then we're into time management, aren't we? So the reason why I made this decision actually to step up my game in the last couple of days is because I was watching the boot camp. Because in order to be where those guys are, you've got to put that work in. And most people You know, you're comparing yourself with your friends and your buddies and the people that you see in work and you hang out with. I don't want to compare myself to those people. I want to compare myself to the Grant Cardones, the Gary Vaynerchuks, the Dwayne Johnsons, the NBA players who get up every day and work out 2.5 hours and go to shooting practice for 2.5 hours and then later on play a game. That's the people, if I want to excel in those areas. This is a big regret of mine. When I was 14, I learned to play basketball. And when I was 26, I was awesome. I was a really good basketball player. I scored 48 points in 3 quarters in one game. I scored something like 13 three-point shots. 13 threes in a game. It's my personal record. The previous one to that was like 12 and 10. Still amazing, right? But I was in the zone. But you know what? After the game, I went out drinking with my buddies. I didn't go to the gym. I didn't improve my vertical leap. Although I was up on the ring, I could touch the ring, but and I could just dunk a tennis ball. But I could have been dunking, you know? Imagine doing that in a game at 5'7". But I didn't do any of that. I was out and I was getting drunk with my friends, trying to pick up the ladies. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, it was fun, but looking back, like, I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender. You know that line? And it's like, what do you want to do now? Who do you want to be now? What results do you want to get right now? What kind of lifestyle do you want? I mean, we're very lucky and we've sort of not given up as such because we're in this beautiful place. We're filming this from Spain. The beach is 100 metres down there. We had a wonderful weekend where we were at the beach yesterday. A friend came over, went out for some gorgeous tapas food. We went down to the beach again. There's some lemon granny fado, which is the slush puppy. And this beach hut, and it was just great music, really chilled. It was awesome. And on one level, we're like, we've made it. Do you know what I mean? And then on the other level, I'm like, this is not enough. What else do I want to achieve? How many other people can I help get to this level financially? Not necessarily being at the beach. They could be up in the Alps skiing, or they could be building schools in Africa, or whatever it is that they want to help themselves to do. And here I am, not putting in the work and not helping those people get what they want. It just didn't compute for me, right? So just in the last couple of days, we made the decision just to step up the amount of work that we've done. And the one thing that we can totally, totally control is the amount of effort that we put into growing the business, the amount of content that we put out, and the amount of VAs that we've got working for us. We can control all of that to some extent. We have to be bringing in the money to afford the virtual assistants, for example. But actually, next Sunday, my online mastermind group, which is a paid-for group, is £147 a month, and you get 4 coaching calls every single month, 1 a week on a Sunday night, which is what we did last night. Next week, for example, we're talking about how to hire a virtual assistant for $3 an hour. Okay, it's less than £3 an hour once you take into account all the fees from where we do it. But you can do it. So we've got a VA now that does our WordPress. They do our YouTube thumbnails. They do our video editing. In fact, one of the guys is just going on holiday tomorrow. So this may not get edited as quickly as I'd like. So it's got to go to a different VA. And actually, we should have backup VAs instead of just one person in case of holidays. And in case we fall out or in case they just decide not to do it anymore. But for me to step up and help as many people as I can, I've got to step up with the amount of work that we do. So, you know, we were up at 7. We're going to work through. Daughter and wife comes in from school, kind of like 5 o'clock. We're going to have dinner. Little one goes down for 8. And then from 8 till 1, I'm back in it and I'm back working. And that will be every single night this week that we'll be doing that. And you can follow my progress because I'll be telling you every morning about it. Trust me, if I'm working that many hours, you'll know about it, okay? So, and then the following week, we've got clients coming into the villa. So, we've got to watch what we do to some extent. And we might be doing these a little bit earlier and that kind of thing. But we're definitely upping our throughput. And in the last 4 weeks, we've generated a lot more income than we have done in the previous 3 months, I would say. We've probably tripled the income, in fact. And so, if you think about that, the reason for that is that my work level has increased. My effort has increased. The amount of content we're putting out there has increased. The amount of podcasts that we've recorded has increased. We dropped the ball on a couple of things, like we should be releasing a podcast a day at the moment, and that's not happening. That's my fault. I'm the bottleneck. The video's going out. So we've actually got all the podcasts lined up, and actually that's my next job this morning. But it's like that amount of effort has to go in to getting the amount of content out. And when you're putting the content out, even if you're only getting one or two views per video or per podcast, it's irrelevant. What's relevant is the fact that you're putting effort in. And the more that you put in, the more that you're going to get back out. In computers, and I've been studying computers since we're 14. So we got something called GIGO, which basically means garbage in, garbage out. So what you put in equals what you put out. And most people are struggling right here. Most people are not putting anything into what they're doing. Or we're putting in the bare minimum and wondering why we're not millionaires yet. Or wondering why we're not closing a client at £1,000 or £2,000 or £4,000. And I'm like, well, how much content have you put out? Or they've got a website. We were having this conversation with my friend that came over who does websites for hypnotherapists. And he was looking at their website. We've got a pretty looking website. And we've just spent a couple of £1,000 doing it. And up here, there's the menu, you know, about us, products, sign up, you know, that kind of thing. And then there's a picture and there's a bit of text, a little bit more text about why they're amazing. And that's it. And then when you're looking at the content, nothing, zero content. The website is empty. Well, you ain't going to close anything on an empty website. Someone's going to look at that and go, well, I don't know if that's up to date. I don't know if that's recent. At least on our website, for example, when you go on my website, when you scroll down to the bottom, you can see all the blogs. And in fact, most people enter the website through the blogs, through these right here. So if we're not doing a video every single day, and bear in mind, we've got over 1,200 web posts on WordPress right now. So people are coming in from Facebook to all of these. And what happens is, the more of these that we do, the more people actually come in. Isn't that interesting? The more, and in 2 years' time, these that we did 2 years ago will still be driving traffic into our website. Now, people are looking around the website and seeing all the content, and they can sit and listen to me, or they can sit and watch on a podcast, or they can sit and watch the videos, or can come into the Facebook group. They know that we're live, we know how we sound, they know when they get me on the phone, what we look like and what we sound like, and they then know what we can do to help them. It's a really easy sale because they've seen all the content already. Whereas this other guy, who's a hypnotherapist, he's got none of that. They're coming into a website cold. And all we're going to do is we're going to see this website. Bear in mind, I get these numbers wrong, but something like 93% of people leave within 7 seconds. Think about that. 93% leave in 7 seconds. And something like, I forget the numbers, so you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. Something like 70% of people will never, ever come back to your website. Ever. So what are you going to do? How are you going to get them back to your website? And why would you go back to your website? Because you've got no content on it anyway. So the amount of effort you've got to put into promoting yourself has to increase as well. So even if right now you double the amount of time that you're promoting yourself, and I know for the fact that people are not promoting themselves, because where's your videos? Where's your articles? Where's your audio? How do you get people to even know you exist unless you're putting stuff out? And then you're running a Facebook ad to a website with no content, and then they bounce off it. You got no call to action, you got no content, you got nothing, no one's interested. And you're not building a tribe at all. And it takes a while to build a tribe. You know, we're lucky because we got 14,000 Twitter followers and 11,500 LinkedIn followers. I think it's 11,300. That's growing daily. Okay. Our Instagram's only just over 1,000, 1,500, I think. Instagram for us, really low. So now we bought a training course from Udemy for 15 quid to work out how to increase our Instagram coverage so we can get out there and improve that so more people can see the message that we're putting out there. So one aspect is getting your content out and creating content, but what's the point if we've only got 200 people on your Facebook page? You've got to get out and get more people on your Facebook page. And again, same with us, we've got 965 people on our Facebook page. It's dire. It's just not going to get the job done. But we focused on Twitter and LinkedIn. We didn't focus on others. So now in the next coming months, we've got a lot more content going out. We start to build all that up. And slowly but surely, it's happening. And it goes really slow. I'll show you how this works. Because this is the deflating bit. You put out, so you get really inspired. And you're going to go and you're going to do lots and lots of content. I don't know if you can see this graph, but on this graph, so it goes slow, 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 slow. It goes slow for ages, and then suddenly it peaks, okay? And that's when you take off. You talk to Gary Vaynerchuk, this took him 5 years of putting content out, and then suddenly it went. And now everybody knows Gary V, right? Not everybody, and if you don't know him, you should go find him. because it's impossible to watch Gary Vee and not be motivated. But if this is 5 years and you're here at zero, guys and girls, you've got a lot of work to put in. You've got a lot of content to create. Now imagine you've got a website with 5 years of content. How much credibility does that give you? How much trust and likability does that give you? Not everyone's going to like you, right? But those that do are going to like you even more, and those that don't, I don't even know because I don't like you anyway. So it makes no difference. But in 5 years' time, at this point, that's when your business takes off. You know, that overnight success takes 5 to 7 years, or 20 years even. Obviously, the internet accelerates it, but not if you're not putting out as much content. It's not if you're not putting out as much work so people can see you on a daily basis. All right, that will do us for today. I hope you enjoyed that. If you want to come and join us at the Online Mastermind, then please do. It's on the website. And sign up for podcasts if you're not watching a podcast, listening for podcasts. If you're listening to a podcast, come and join us in the Wealth Creation Group where we go live every morning at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. All right, my name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you soon. Have a great week, guys. Bye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.